out of the White House. They want to stop the killing. So even if that's temporary, it shows a level of restraint, and anything that can stop the killing, even temporarily, even if it's a gesture from the Kremlin, it does show a bit of accommodation and a bit of wiggle room.
With tomorrow marking 100 days in office, the president is focusing today on his efforts to stop illegal immigration. There are signs posted at the White House showing offenders. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
And what they say are arrested, and then they say illegal alien. They show someone's mugshot, and underneath them you see a description of what they were arrested for.
Willie James Inman on one of the executive orders the president will sign shortly on sanctuary cities.
They're putting a key focus on this, and in this executive order, the president is going to name names in terms of those sanctuary cities, those locations that the Trump administration says essentially are not willing to work with them in terms of its immigration fight.
Canadians are voting today on whether to extend the Liberal Party's decade in power or hand control to the Conservatives. President Trump's tariffs very much on voters' minds.
It is a scary time with what's happening across the border in the United States, and I feel that Mark Carney is a serious choice for a leader who will address that really with the right level of gravitas.
A historic church in Memphis suffered a devastating fire this morning, as Todd Starnes reports.
Claiborne Temple was considered to be more than just an historic landmark. Memphis Mayor Paul Young said for many in the civil rights movement, it was sacred ground.
A tragic scene, such a tremendous jewel and asset, not just to the city of Memphis, but to the world.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had been scheduled to speak at the temple just days before he was assassinated in 1968 at the Lorraine Motel. The Memphis Fire Department says they are investigating the cause of the early morning fire. Todd Starnes for CBS News, Memphis.
Opening arguments have begun in the trial of three former Memphis police officers accused of beating to death Tyree Nichols at a traffic stop. They've pleaded not guilty to the state charges. They've already been convicted on federal charges. The case led to nationwide protests and calls for police reforms. The Dow finished 114 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the Cop House program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. Racine's Pearl Street yard waste facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around him. He's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on the basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And, you know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid-60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. It's 67 right now. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, a study found the amount of time Americans spend sitting down has increased by an hour a day in recent years. Americans of all ages increasingly take life sitting down. But the study shows adolescents sit more than other groups. Who's to blame? Everyone. Longer commutes, more TV, more time on your smartphones and tablets all contribute.
When your truth is found.
Yeah.
Memorial Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home to Brewers baseball. We've got the full season ahead of us. Brewers are off today, back in action tomorrow night as they take on the White Sox. A 6:05 broadcast. We'll have it for you here on WRJN. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire Brewers schedule online at WRJN.com. Come see what's Go Crew.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Place.
you spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And now a song that, well, really explores some heavy topics. Looks at class divides, religion, deception. From 1968, it's Joe South and Games People Play on WRJN.
Meaning what they say now, they're never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we'll say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we'll hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Oh yeah, alright. Oh yeah, come on, come on, come on. Oh, oh, oh. Look here, people walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah. And they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game we were playing. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
WRJ.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers. He's on every hour weekdays, and I know he's recovering from his big weekend at the NFL Draft in Green Bay. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. There's more unionized Racine County workers. 77 drivers for United Natural Foods and Sturtevant, a Whole Foods distributor, have voted to join Teamsters Local 200. A statement says the workers are aiming to secure better wages and working conditions. The drink slinger down at the tavern might not have to get a traditional bartender's license anymore. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid-60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. It's 67 right now.
Dragon the line.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
There's a snowman waiting in the sky. He'd like to.
And anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, so I've been so lucky to have you in town this whole week, and you're heading back tomorrow to San Francisco. So I had to have you in the studio one more time.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
All right. So you were telling me off the air that Hubble Space Telescope had its big birthday this year, or is having its big birthday this year.
Yeah, its 35th birthday. It launched in 1990.
Launched in 1990. And now we have, in addition to the Hubble Space Telescope, we have the James Webb Telescope.
Yep.
So my question is the Hubble Telescope still a thing? I mean, is it still, is it the redheaded stepchild now, or is it still, you know, prominent?
Well, it's still in great health. And I would say a couple of things about it. One is that it has a much wider range of visibility than Webb does. So while Webb can get, you know, beautiful up close images, Hubble can see in lots of different types of light. So James Webb is largely infrared light, whereas Hubble can get infrared, visible light, ultraviolet light. It's able to get many types of light that Webb can't. And beyond that, you know, space is really, really big. And like, it's very difficult to describe just how big it is. And they're looking at tiny, tiny little splotches of it at any given time, Webb or Hubble or Spitzer or Chandra or any of these space telescopes that are up there. And so even if it isn't the, you know, the peak of performance anymore, it's still a very useful instrument. It's still getting us lots of amazing data. It's still, like I said, it's an amazing health for an instrument of 35 years. And one of the great things I think about NASA instruments in general is they will use them until there's nothing useful that they can use them for anymore. Right. The Voyager probes launched in the 70s, and they're still working with those. So it's still useful. It's still doing great work. And I would say, you know, for all of the instruments that we've launched up there, it is probably one of the biggest things of showing off the beauty of what you can see out there historically. You know, all sorts of those classic images that we've seen of the cosmos have come from Hubble.
Hubble Space Telescope, yeah. Okay, 35 years. Happy birthday, Hubble.
Happy birthday.
And Hubble is named after
Edwin Hubble.
Edwin Hubble, and you two have something in common, don't you?
Yes, we do. He did his doctoral research at a place called Yerkes Observatory, which you can find out near Lake Geneva.
Yeah, Williams Bay, Wisconsin, right?
Yep. And I spent two summers interning there. So I have used some of the same tools that Hubble used in his research.
It's a really cool place out there. And people can go there to Williams Bay, to Yerkes. Yeah.
Yep. There are amazing tours out there that you can use to see these things. And it still has the largest lens telescope in the world there. A lot of the big telescopes that you hear about nowadays are mirror based, but it's the biggest lens telescope in the world.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks for having me.
It's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, the pounding of my heartbeat is you.
Timeless Hits WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. The program's aim is to promote safety in the county. This month, we're featuring boating safety. Check it out at racinecounty.com/staying safe.
Rescue me.
I'm alone.
shaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being with us on this Monday afternoon. We want to invite you to join our partners, the Racine County Eye, and nearly 50 vendors at the Aging Well Resource Fair. That's going to take place Tuesday, May 13th at Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. The event is designed to connect older adults and caregivers with the tools to support healthy, independent living. And if you want more information about it, you can check it out at RacineCountyEye.com.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, information and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 5 and the 5 o'clock class reunion. Today we'll feature the class of 1964. Three great songs, one great year on WRJN. It's all coming up.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us
lamps on the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Mm, twice
on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In what the administration has said could be a critical week for its efforts to win the war in Ukraine, the latest offer from the Russian president may be a non-starter. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire first.
The BBC's John Donison with Ukraine's reaction.
In Ukraine, the news of Russia's offer of a three-day ceasefire starting on the 8th of May has been met with skepticism and disdain. The foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, called it a parade. He said if Russia truly wanted peace,